You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Didn't you post a story about that guy who's been playing the same lottery numbers for like 30 years?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he, the guy won like $15 million or something on the numbers that he's been playing for decades. And the interesting twist of that story is how he almost just recently said these numbers, you know, aren't hitting for
me. They're not hitting for me, yeah.
I might need to switch them up. And then he, at the last minute, decided to go ahead and keep playing his usual numbers, and those are the ones that hit for millions.
18 million, and if anyone's curious, it was 3, 5, 10, 20, 28, and 31. So
those are my numbers.
Those are great numbers to pick.
If I have a spring to my step and a twinkle in my eye, it's because my son has walked in the door, and I have not seen my boy in person. We've done a bunch of Zoom meetings. I have not seen him in person in 20 months.
It's too long.
That's coming far up on two.
Yeah, that's that's the stinger, the Hawaii one, because that's a trek, you know?
I point out to people that we used to live 20 minutes apart. We'd get in a car, we'd be 20 minutes away. Now we're six time zones apart.
Wow. Is he saying things like mahalo and aloha?
He does, actually.
He's got Dale playing in the background all the time.
And I got to tell you, he and Sabra have definitely adopted the island lifestyle. It's only been a year and a half or whatever that they've lived there, but they are, it's as if they're natives.
Do they do that pinky thumb gesture thing, you know, like,
well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in person for
give it time.
Almost 2 years. When I hang out with him this weekend, I will keep an eye out. So I'm going to take some time Monday, Tuesday, so make it a four-day weekend for me just so we can kind of reacquaint ourselves. Who are you again? Oh, right. I'm your father. That's right. Good.
Good for you, man. That's great.
Tell me about this documentary, because I've been curious about it.
So I had, you know, I always watch little things on the treadmill to make the time go by a little bit faster, and I had about 30 minutes left on my treadmill because I finished one show I was watching, and I was flipping through Netflix, and I was like, oh my gosh, this Bob Ross documentary has dropped. I didn't even know, and it's called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. And growing up, I was a huge Bob Ross fan, man. Every day I'd come home, I wasn't watching cartoons. I'd be flipping on PBS, watching this dude paint happy trees and cabins and little trails and bushes. I went so far as to get all of his paints. I had his entire line of paints, canvases, knives, everything, and I started painting like Bob Ross. So, huge fan. So I got about 30 minutes into this documentary, and it starts really good. I'm loving all the old photos of him. He was really into Corvettes. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know?
Did he always have the hair, when he was younger?
No, but they do talk about how into his hair he's always been. He had all sorts of different hairstyles,
but
and then he started getting this one permed. And he called it tightening the springs. He had to go tighten the springs every few months. So anyway, I get about 30 minutes into this, and I am finishing up my workout. And luckily, because about, I don't know, 30 minutes in or so, they start talking about, you know, how was the ladies' man. And he was really into the ladies. Yeah. And then there was an affair. And then, you know, and I'm just...
So they're getting into the dirt.
They're getting into the dirt, and I stopped it. Because I don't know how much further I want to go into this. They're kind of, what do they call that, besmirching his reputation, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't know if I want to finish this and learn about dirt or any other stuff that went on in his life that I'm not going to be happy about. Because I kind of like him the way he is, you know?
Yeah, you know, all of our heroes have flaws, and I don't know. I don't know anything about his past. I'm not trying to speak to what he may have done. I'm just saying in a blanket statement, no matter who your hero might be, they're going to have things that are really, really dark spots. You know,
right.
They're dark blots on their resume. Like, you know, even like look at the guy that I idolize is John Lennon, and he had a lot of things that would be not only frowned upon today, but, you know, he'd be canceled today, probably.
Sure. Absolutely.
And it's like whomever you might dig up, you're going to find this stuff. And if that includes Bob Ross.
No! It was a happy little affair. I don't know. I mean, I've been kind of reading a little bit more about it to see if I want to continue. I think it goes more into the business, the dark business side of his empire, you know, and I think they're just hitting these little things just for entertainment value, but I'm like,
I wonder if this is a, end up being mostly serious, but I wonder if it's a future segment for our show to ask people how they feel about the movement to find every salacious thing you can find on every hero. Like, there's people who, like, get up in the morning and that's what they want to do. I'm going to go down. I'm going to find somebody today. Let's see if what we can dig up.
Let's
and
find
then
some
I can
dirt.
Sell. I can either sell a documentary. I can sell a million books. How do we feel about that? You know,
I don't like it, but you know, Netflix puts out good stuff though too. So people are lapping this up, man.
Are you saying I should watch it or not?
Yes. Tell me how it ends.